He got taken to hospital, but unfortunately, you know, they allowed him out on Tuesday night. So I spoke to him Tuesday night, and he seemed okay and just a bit bruised and a bit swollen. He was fine yesterday, so he's coming in today. So he's got to follow the protocol of the concussion, so he won't be available this weekend. But the most important thing is he's up and about and well.
Is that just the one game, a fortnight, or how does it look?
Yeah, it'll be just the one game, so he'll miss this weekend, but fortunately it's just the one game and no more.
In terms of the ones who've been missing for a while, Jim McAllister's had another look this week, hasn't he? Has he had good news?
Yeah, he's been to the specialist and, you know, they've sort of like gave him the go-ahead to just step it up a little bit again. Their definition of a little bit and Jim's definition of a little bit are totally different. The boy's desperate to play and he's just got to carry on now the way that he has. His attitude is first class. So, you know, he'll be back in training with us.
With games running out, is time running out for Jim and Mark Cullen to get to a level of match fitness where they can really make an impact in your team this season?
With regards to Jim, he's been able to do all the, you know, the running and everything. So physically, he's an unbelievable specimen anyway. You know, his energy levels and his fitness levels are incredible. So once he gets a couple of weeks training in, it won't take him long in terms of match fitness. Mark Cullen, on the other hand, is a little bit different in the sense of he's not really had a sustained period of football with us, so that one's a little bit more difficult. But he went to see the specialist again this week, but the specialist is happy with the way it's going, and we were a little bit concerned about it, but he's put all our fears to one side and said no, crack on, and we're delighted with that. So in that side we've had two bits of good news, and also the fact that Calvin Mellor doesn't need an operation, that's been another bit of good news this week with that. So at first we thought he'd be out for the season, but now hopefully we can get him back for the last couple of games, which is a boost as well.
Too early to pencil in games for Jim and Mark?
Yeah, we'd have hoped for Mark Cullen probably last week. That wasn't to be, so we're not going to put a time on it now.
Looking at how you've done recently, how pleased are you with performances? And you've got the points to back it up in three of the games, maximum points.
I think that's the main thing, is that it's a results industry. I probably could count on one hand when we haven't performed this season, but it's about the results. And I feel sorry for the lads in one sense, because they certainly deserve more performance-wise than what they've got in that sense. But they've stuck at it and they've stuck together and they've kept believing in what we want to do and how we want to go and play. Like you say, recently, the whole of February they went unbeaten, and then, you know, they've put in a couple of good performances in March, and we've just got to keep that momentum going now and try and back it up on Saturday.
Just looking at your team Tuesday night, Gary, the spine of it, from the goalkeeper right the way down the centre, with the centre-half, central midfielders and Kyle leading the line, it looked really strong straight down the middle. Would you say that's fair?
We've just had a meeting there with the staff, and, you know, I always get their opinions, and went over the game again. No surprise that Toddy thought the two centre-halves were magnificent. The goalie coach thought the goalie was magnificent. But I think your assessment was spot on. Joe Lumley, for me, is he can be as good as he wants to be and can go at a real high level. Delaney Young, he went out on loan last year, Bristol Rovers, and I remember speaking to Marcus Stewart down there, and he said, you know, he loved him and thinks he had a right opportunity. And he's coming in here and done brilliant. And, you know, I'm sure you go back to QPR trying to get that number one spot. And I think, you know, in years to come, we'll be talking about a very high-class goalkeeper. I rate him that much, to be honest. Two centre-halves were magnificent. And I thought Clark Robertson in particular played probably the most aggressive I've ever seen him play. Now, whether that was because he had his head split open and he had staples in at half-time, if that's the case, then we might have to do that on a more regular basis. But I thought he was magnificent. And you just see the value of experience in Jimmy Ryan and Jay. And I thought, you know, they controlled the midfield for us. Decision-making with the ball was unbelievable. And Jimmy's strike, you know, I think that's 14 goals now. I think it's the most in this league from outside of the box. The technique of Jimmy's strike was unbelievable. And for him to still be up there at that stage of the game just shows you the energy that they have. Big man, Carl Vassell, you know, you see we're a different team with him in the team. It's as simple as that. He puts defenders on the back foot. He's horrible to play against. And he nearly got a goal, two great opportunities. he's getting better and better, and we might get three games out of him in a week, which would be the first time in a long time.
Are you a little bit surprised, bearing in mind that the technique Jimmy Ryan finished that with, that it's two goals this season?
Disappointed is the word. We've encouraged him to shoot more, especially now as we play. Normally he's been, you know, the holding one, so we understand that a little bit more, but with the way they changed it at the moment. But we said before the game to him, we had a joke and sort of like said that his last shot at goal was at Plymouth away when he scored, and we needed more, and he had a couple in the first half as well. One in particular wasn't too far away, so he's got that in his ability, and we want goals from everywhere, and I'm delighted that he chipped in this week.